This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Kane gets what he asked for, credit for being the front runner and someone to go public. Candidate Herman Kane now has a public accusation of improper workplace behavior, reading the employee handbook before you read the national poll numbers. Kane can't get out of the headlines on this Tuesday, November 8th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Sort of be careful what you wish for Herman Kane Tuesday. Good morning, everyone. Celeste Headlee is out this week on assignment. A look at the politics of workplace sexual misconduct and the traction of what Kane wants you to believe is a distraction. Also, unreasonable search in the digital age, Europe's woes, and a better idea for cleaning your carpet just might save the global economy. You folks out there are talking about the Kane story. Do these accusations resonate, true or not? A listener calling themselves Peace 2 writes to thetakeaway.org, yes, from a supervisor. I was fired after having a meeting with the boss in an attempt to resolve it. I am a female engineer. I've worked with all men for years and have heard a lot. I'm thick-skinned, but the bottom line is, men still think it's okay to disrespect women. I think society is going in the wrong direction, and the frequency of this is a sign of it. What's your story on the Kane allegations or sexual harassment in the workplace? Give us a call with your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's go right to the headlines. Republican presidential candidate Herman Kane says he'll talk about the latest sexual harassment charges against him at a news conference in Phoenix later today. Yesterday, a fourth woman accused Kane of making a sexual advance, the first to do so publicly. Sharon Bialik gave graphic details of the alleged encounter she says happened in 1997 while in a car with Kane. Today is Election Day across the United States. Voters will decide a host of statewide initiatives and elect governors in Mississippi and Kentucky. States will have questions on their ballots ranging from illegal immigration and union rights to President Obama's health care law. Italy's borrowing rates spiked once again this morning to their highest level since the euro was established, ahead of a budget vote in Parliament that could force the resignation of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Berlusconi's government is under pressure to enact quick reforms to protect Italy from the growing debt crisis, but Italy has been hobbled by a weak coalition and political gridlock. Italy is the eurozone's third largest economy, with debts of more than $2.5 trillion. Italy's debts are thought to be too big for Europe to bail out on its own. The United Nations Human Rights Office says at least 3,500 people have been killed in Syria since the crackdown began in mid-March. The Syrian government has launched an assault to retake the city of Homs, the country's third largest city. Activists tell our partner, the New York Times, that government forces have killed more than 100 people in that city in the past 5 days. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on police use of GPS, Global Positioning System radar devices, to track suspects. The government argues that people have no expectation of privacy when traveling on public streets. A drug conspiracy conviction was thrown out because police planted a digital GPS device on a suspect's car. Michael Jackson's personal physician faces up to 4 years in prison at his sentencing later this month. Dr. Conrad Murray was convicted yesterday of involuntary manslaughter after giving the singer a fatal dose of a prescription drug 2.5 years ago. The former world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Frazier has died. The man who beat Muhammad Ali 40 years ago in the so-called fight of the century died last night in Philadelphia after a battle with liver cancer. He was 67 years old. Scientists say an asteroid the size of an aircraft carrier will pass within 200,000 miles of Earth tonight. That means you have to duck. It's the closest approach of an object that size in a generation. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,068, the S&P at 1,261, and the NASDAQ at 2695. Later today, the Supreme Court, as we mentioned, will hear arguments regarding police usage of a certain voice we've all become familiar with.
Turn left at the next exit.
Does law enforcement need a warrant before secretly attaching a GPS tracking device to a suspect's car. We'll discuss the case with Jeffrey Rosen, professor at George Washington University Law School. Coming up this hour as well, as Italy is holding huge public debt with calls for Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to step down. We'll talk about what Italy's economic crisis means for the rest of Europe and how markets bet against countries in this modern world of derivatives. But first, the Herman Cain allegations. What do they mean politically?
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.